Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin. We're on Daf Tes Zayin. We're on Boimine, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Ula Nishmas, David, Yechiel, Michal, Ben Yoshua, Chaim, Neshama, Shadav, and Aliyah. Here we go. Boimine, Rav Nachman asked the following question. Vestos, Doraisa, or Dorabanan? Are Vestos, Doraisa, or Dorabanan? What does that mean? Are Vestos, what does that even mean? Rashi says what it means is, Ha de Kaimalan. Third wide line of Rashi. Had the Kaimalan, that which we say, the boy bedika b'shas vest, that if a woman has a regular cycle, she has to check herself when the cycle comes. Is that checking daraisa or darabanan? That's what Rashi says. Had the Kaimalan, the boy bedika b'shas vest, daraisa he, that's daraisa. The im, lo, bodka, if she doesn't check herself, tameya, she's tame, afilu bodka, achar zman, umatzatahora, even if you checked herself the next day. And found that she was Tahora, she's still Tomei. Why? De Urach Zman Oba, because the guest is coming. Yeah. That's what it means, what it really means. That's what those words really mean. De Oreach, the guest is showing up, meaning the guest is showing up, meaning the guest shows up. Right? So it's bound to happen, it's supposed to happen. Vidam Chazoi Fanafa Lakarka. And what happened was the blood came out, but for some reason you didn't see it. Fell to the floor or something like that, right? Even though the Aruch HaShulchan says, but in order to be Tamei Doraisa, you have to have a Hargasha, the answer is, she had a Hargasha, she didn't feel it. She, whatever. Oh, Durabanan, who wards Durabanan, that's Druchuha, that Vimla Badka Torah. Durabanan required you to do a Badika, and if you didn't do it, he's still Tar. That's the Gemara's question according to Rashi, right?
Right.
Now, everyone says, all the Achronim say, what else could be the Shaila? And the other, only other thing, what do you mean, Vestas Doraisa Doraisa? What else, can you be with your wife? Says, all the Achronim, the Pischinida, the Meinida, the Murometzada, the Hemek Shaila, that's the same person, they all say that there's no Shaila, you can't be with your wife. That everyone agrees is Doraisa. No one disputes that. The only question is, you have to check yourself. That's a machlokas. Is it daraisa? You have to check yourself. No, you have to check yourself. The question is daraisa or darabanan? So Amar Amar Huna v'chaverei mishrei darav. When Rav Huna and all his friends said, Isha sheyesh lo vest, woman has a vest, v'igia shas vest, and the time came v'lo badka, and she didn't check herself. Ulu b'sof ruasa. Then she saw later choshesh lo vest, v'choshesh luriasa. We're choshesh for the vest, and we're choshesh for ria. Right? What does that mean? Choshesh for Ria? So says Rashi. Im zman vest, kodem me'es le'es. In other words, if the vest was supposed to be on Tuesday morning, and she didn't check herself, so she told me for Monday night. In other words, choshesh that she had a vest, and choshesh that she saw dam. So we're going to be metame always. So what do you see? It's daraisa. Because we're making tumah all over the place. Right? Alma, vestos daraisa. See, vestos daraisa. Ikad de Amri, Hachi Kamale, Taima de Rasa. That's only because she saw Dam. Halo Rasa, in Choshishin. And it's not, she didn't see, we would not make up. Alma, Vestos de Rabbanon. So, no answer. No answer. Itmar, Isha Sheesh Lo Vest. Woman has a vest. Vigiz Shah's vest. And the time arrived. Velo Bodka. And she didn't check herself. Ulubasov Bodka. But she checked herself eventually. Eventually she checked herself the next week, the next day, 2 days later. Eventually she checked herself. Amar Rav. Bodka umatsa tameya tameya, tahora tahora, right? Which sounds like it's only darabanan. Shmuel Omar, no. Afilu bodka umatsa tahora nami tameya. Even if she checked herself and she's tahora, she's still tamei. Why? Mibnei shoreach zman oba. Because the time came and therefore, right. Lema vestos kniflagi. So aren't they arguing in this issue? The mar savar Shmuel holds daraisa. And therefore, even if she didn't check herself, even if she checked herself and she's tar, she's still not tar. Umar Savar Durabanan. And Rav Hol is only vested to the Durabanan. So if she's tar, she's tar. Amrav Zeru, no. The Kuli Alma Vestos Daraisa. Everybody holds Vestos Daraisa. Khan, why did Rav say she's tar? Because Shabatka Atzma Kashir Vest. Because she checked herself at the time of the vest. And she checked herself and she's tar. What do you want from her? This man is for the guest to come is to come. I checked myself and I'm still tar. So what should I do? Why should I be tummy? Right? No reason. Vikan and Vikan and when right Shelo Bak Atma Kashir Vest. When would we say that she's Tamei? If she didn't check herself. In other words, Rav might agree. Gotta check herself. But if she checked herself and she's tummy and she's clean, she's tar. What do you want? Right. If she didn't check herself 3 days later, then we'll be machmir.
Right.
Reb Nachman Yitzchak Amar Vestos Gufayo Kam Biflagi. No, they're arguing. That's not what they're arguing about. They're arguing about Vestos. Demar Savar Shmuel hold Vestos Daraisa. Umar Savar Vestos Derabanan. And Rav will hold the only Derabanan. And therefore, if she checked herself and she's tar, she's tar. Or if she didn't check herself and she's tar, she's also tar. Amr of Sheishes Kitanoi, Samachlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tamea Nida, Rabbi Shua Omer Tibadek. She Tame to check. Hani Tanoi, Kihani Tanoi. Another Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya. Rabbi Meir Omer Tamea Nida, Vichacham Omer Tibadek. Right? Is she Tame Nida automatically? Or she has to check? Amr Abai Afan, Rami Tanin, other brides, the Nan Rabbi Omer Imhaisa Mechabei. He was hiding from the enemy. Vigia Shaz Vest, and it came time for her. Vlo Badka, Tahora, she's Tahora. Shecharada misalakas et adamim, because the fear made her adam go away. Time that's because deka charada, because she had fear. Halaka charada, but if she was no fear, tameya, then she should be tamei. Alma, what do you see? Vestos daraisa, the vestos daraisa, right? Yeah, and out because of the fear. Otherwise, we don't say that. Le mahani tanoi baha nami pligi. Let's say they're arguing the following thing. Detanya harawa dam machmas maka. If somebody saw dam because of a maka. Afilu b'sochi may nidasa, even during her nida status, tahora. Divi Reb Shir Mengam Lil. Shir Mengam Lil says she's tahora. Why? Because you'll attribute the dam to the maka, to the wound. Rebbe Omer, in yesh lo vest, chosheshes lo vest. Levest. Rebbe says, wait a minute. If it's her vest, then we have to be afraid that it's not dam maka, even if she has a wound. Rashi explains, klomar, kishe ein lo vest kavua. If there's no vest, modina lacha, sha'afal pi, sha'avrush, onasa, tolu maka. Even though owner passed, maybe, but she doesn't have a vest. But 30 days went by. Normally, women see dam already by now, and she didn't see dam, or she saw dam. I'll say it's a maka. Aval im yesh la vest. But if she has a set time, virasa biyom vest, and she saw afal pi afilu machmas maka. Even though there's a maka there, chashin on shematipas nida murevas. Maybe there's one drop of blood that's mixed, one drop of needle blood mixed in with the wound, and therefore she's tameya. My la bakim iflagi. What are they arguing about? Same thing. Demar Savar, Rebbe holds, Vestos Doraisa. Right? Umar Savar, and I'm sure Mengel holds, Vestos Dorabanan. Right? Amar Ravina, lo. Tekuli Alma, Vestos Dorabanan. Everybody can hold Vestos Dorabanan. Vaha, and over here, Bimakar Mekomo Tame Kamiflagi. They're arguing about when the Makar is, it's going to be the Sunday's daf, or Monday, one of those dafs coming up, maybe tomorrow even, tomorrow I think, one of those dafs coming up where the Gemara tries to describe the anatomy of a woman. And the Gemara says like this, Bimakar, Makar means her uterus, right? Bimkomo tame kamiflagi. Is that makom tame makom? What does that mean? Rashir make a little silver, isha tahora, a woman's tahora. The dam tame, the ka'asi derech makar. The dam is tame. And then that makes her tame. For Amale, Rebbe, ichayesh levest, isha nami tame. No. If you chayesh for vest, she's also tame. If you lo chayesh levest, and if you're not chayesh for the vest, Mikor Makomo Tarhu, it's Tar. Says Rashi, V'chol Dam, the Rashi of Makomo Tame, it's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. V'chol Dam, Haba Derech Sham, any Dam that comes from there, Afilu Eino Dam Nida, even if it's not Dam Nida, Have Ava Toma, L'Tame Adam Tumas Erev, that'll make somebody Tame. Im Os Im Naga Taharas Tameim, right? So, what's going on here? So now, the next Rashi, ulahakal dvarav ba hachikamar. Here's what Rebbe's saying to Shir Mengam Lil. Im yesh lo vest klomar. Im ata omer l'tuma mevest choshesh lo vest. If we choshesh for that klomar, yesh lo chal tamei tuma shiva. You want to say she's tamei for 7 days? V'hol ein choshesh l'kach, but we're not choshesh for that. Shari ata omer tahira b'shum nida shavein l'tuma. If you're saying that she's only tamei for 1 day, then you're obviously holding that she's not Shivas Nida.
Right.
So you can't have it both ways, says Rebbe to Shir Mengam Lil. Either she's Tar or she's Tameh. What kind of status is that? She's only Tameh for 1 day. What kind of Tum is that? Now that's not a Nida. So, but So, and Rav Shmuel held that. I went over it fast. Rav Shmuel held that. What kind of thing is that? So therefore it doesn't make any sense, and therefore Rebbe argues. Okay, now I went fast for that because we're going to spend a lot of time on Amud Beis.
The meaning for that is that today, if a woman goes to a GYN for an examination and she sees blood,
correct,
then the shali, if she's stomach or not, and is not doing her needle
pill. Now also doing Dam Besulim. Why is she asking the right after the first time?
That's a different reason. That's a different thing. We'll get to that. It's a different thing.
That's for sure, Machter.
Correct.
But I think that we Machter, I think she sees blood or Machter GYN examination, even if she's not doing any.
Correct. It's hard to paskin 21st century shailas based on the Gemara without going through the Rishonim, then the Achronim, then the Achri Achronim. It's hard to do that. Well, sometimes we do that. Right. No, we're saying, what are you going to the doctor today? The doctor says, oh, this is... So what's the story?
Because we made
Machmor. Right. Okay, next Mishnah. Fascinating Gemara now coming up. Ready? Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says, Tzricha Beis Edim Al Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish. A woman requires two cloths for every Tashmish. One before and one after. What about the one for the husband, which we spoke about? So I'm not talking about the husband, I'm talking about the wife. Right? A woman requires two cloths for every Tashmish.
For Tahara's purposes, right?
We'll get to that. O tashmish l'or haner. Or, you can have tashmish with a candle, and then you can check the cloth right away. Beit Hillel omrim, no. Daya shnei idim kol halayla. It's good enough to have two for the whole night. What on earth is this mission talking about?
I don't understand the whole thing.
Right? Correct.
Yeah,
what?
I don't get it.
One night.
1 second. So, according to Beit Shammai, now let's read the bottom Rashi. Bottom Rashi says like this: B'shnei Edim Kol Halayla, Echad B'shnei Tashmish Rishon, one before the first time they're together in the same night, Ve'echad La'achar Tashmish Achron, and then one for the last time they're together in the same night. Tosfos asks, well, how do you know how many times they're going to be together?
Exactly.
How do you know that? Tosfos is a completely different shot. What's going on here? How do you know that? Afagaf demishameshes, even though they have relations, velo yada, and you don't know, ichazoi beini beini, because you're not checking the cloth in the middle.
Right.
Beit Shammai said, wait, you got a candle. Beit Hillel didn't say that. Beit Hillel says one in the beginning of the night, one at the end of the night. What about in between? Beit Shammai said, get a candle. Beit Hillel didn't say a word. Right? So says Rashi, even though you don't know what's going on in between, you don't know what's going on in between. Bein lebei Shammai, bein lebei Hillel, loiv chaslan. Even Beit Shammai says you don't look at it. Now what's the candle doing there? So Gemara's answer that question. You don't have to check. Ella lechomer tahiris. The only question is tahiris. So you can do that in the morning. It's not touching tahiris now. It's at 2 o'clock in the morning. Wait for the morning. That you can do in the morning. Okay. So they both hold. You don't check now. But Beit Shammai says, let's say you're going to be together 4 times. So Beit Shammai says you need 8 bedikah cloths. And Beit Hillel says you need 2. Okay?
Or a light.
Hmm?
Is it a light in place of the 8?
Yes. So what does that mean? But we'll get to that. Okay. That's the Gemara. That's the rest of the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. Af al pi she'amru. Even though we said, Hamashamish mitasa la'or haner. Hareze maguna. Even though if you have relations with your wife with a light on, where it's light, it's not a nice thing. It's maguna. It's a disgusting thing. It's not an appropriate thing. Beishamei omrim tzricha shnei idim al kol tashmish o tashmish lo haner. Either get a bedikah cloth or have the light on, because then you'll know if she's yodam, right? Ubeishil omrim daya b'shnei idim kol laila. Okay, Tanya. Amru lehem Beit Shammai leBeit Hillel. 1 second. L'divreihem, according to you, Beit Hillel, lechu shema tirati bas dam kechadel b'biyah rishona. Maybe she saw dam already after the biyah rishona of that first night, of that same night. V'techafna shechva zera b'biyah shniyah, and it's going to get covered over by the zera, and you're not going to know. So how could you do bedikah? How could you not do a bedika till the last time you're together? You're together 4 times. How could you not do a bedika in between? How could you not? Says Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel. Okay? Right? I'm a little Beis Hillel, but one second. Afal divreichem, even according to you, lechush, you should also be suspicious. Ad shaharok b'soch hapeh, that means that the zera is in the husband's body, and when the husband still has zera in his body, shemanim avaholichlo, it's going to cloud. You're also not looking at the bedikah till the morning. So what's the point of doing bedikah if you're not looking at? What's the point? So you tell me I have a kash on me. How can I say no bedikos except for the first and the last? What about you? You're doing bedikos in between each one. They're not looking at them till the morning. You're not looking. That's what the Mishnah said. You're not looking till the morning. So what are you doing? Amalahem, well, lefisha'ena doma nimok pamachas nimok shtei pamim. Okay, I'm still better than you. Because at least the first time or one time I might have a clear bedika cloth. I can check. Of course, you're not going to have anything clear. So at least I'm a little better than you. Says Beis Shammai, back to Beis Hillel. Tanya, Amar B'Yeshua, Ro'ani is different Beis Shammai. I think Beis Shammai's right. After every time, do a bedika. Make sure she's still clean. Amar Lo Talmida, Rebbe, Tam Harachta Leinu. How much you want to torture us to do a bedika before and after, like Beis Shammai? I'm a lehem. Mutav sha'arich alehem ba'olam hazeh. I'll torture you in this world. Kedei she'arichu yom ba'olam haba. So you'll get better in the next world. Right? The whole religion's like that, no? So it's a little bit hard now. Okay. From Taragra. What can I tell you?
See, why I don't understand the whole situation.
Yeah.
All you're doing is pinpointing the exact time of it. By doing multiple...
Correct.
You're just pinpointing the exact time. If you start at the beginning, you start at the end of the night, it makes more sense.
Right.
What's going to happen? The clothing is, the bedding is tummy, so it's going to be tummy no matter what.
So we'll get to that in a second.
No, it doesn't change anything. I think the one he's saying, if you cover up with...
So let's look at the top Rashi on the page, the top Rashi, the second Rashi, the first Rashi doesn't say anything. Shematira, right? Shematira, which means, what's that going on? That's going on, Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, you're only doing one bedikah at the end of the night, shematira. Maybe she became a nid in between, and you're not going to know. Says Rashi, bibiya rishona, she became a nid after the first bia already. But you're having three more times tonight. See, don't do bedikah till the end. What do you mean? Maybe you'll see, maybe she'll be a nid. Shematira, bibiya rishona, v'yamidu kosu beis rechem, and the walls of the beis rechem are stopping the dam from coming out. V'kivin dolo matzvichuhu bedikah, bein tashmish lo tashmish, you don't have to do bedikah in between. Ki hadar mishamesh, when you have relations again, tichfena shichva zer b'biyashniyah, the shichva zer will hide or cloud the dam. V'chi badka lachar tashash achron, and when you do bedika at the end of the night, after the fourth time, lo minkar l'machar, you won't notice it tomorrow, when you check tomorrow, right? V'nihi nami, till you done, misham shal achar kinuach, even according to Beis Shammai, you check after every time, afal gaf t'lo yadina ad l'machar, right? You won't know till the morning. Miyu, however, muchacha kayam. The bedikah cloth is still there. It's still in the drawer. You're not going to look at it till the morning, but it's there. So therefore what? So what? So what if it's there?
That's what doesn't make sense to me.
So one second. Di lav hachi, that's not Rashi. Di lav hachi, because if the bedikah cloth is not going to be there, at least it's there, maho il chacham betakanasam. What are the chacham making the rules for? What are they making the rules for not to be followed? So, says Beis Shammai, it's true, you're not going to look at it till the morning, but it's there. What does that mean?
Yeah,
a few more lines, the Gemara is going to say what that means.
It's just so what?
No, it's not the car, it's a house, and then you'll see the dropping
below. No, you're not looking at it, it's the dark, you're not looking at it until morning.
No, it's not the house, it's fall neither.
No, we're going to see it in a minute,
It's the house, who cares? In the morning, she can't handle the towers.
Right.
But if she checks in the morning, it's the same thing.
No, but she won't see it because it'll be covered up by the zera. That's what he's saying.
You're going to be covered up by the zera after the first, every time.
No, but exactly. No, he checks.
So that's what Beis Shammai said back. One's better than zero.
Yeah, you'll see.
According to Beis Hillel, there's zero chance. According to Beis Shammai, you have a chance. Because there's four of them.
With a drop of blood.
Right? According to Beis Hillel, you have no chance. That's what Beis Hillel said back. That's what Beis Shammai said back. At least I have a chance. You have no chance. Right?
Again,
Beis Hillel's way, there's no chance. Why? Because you're not doing a bedikah until the end, so all the zera is going to cloud everything. Beis Shammai said, I have a chance. Because I'm doing it after each one. I have a little bit of a chance. You have no chance.
You might see that drop.
Now, Amar Zera. Zera says, V'divrei kulchem, nilmad, from all this we learn, bal nefesh, How many times does Shas call somebody a Baal Nefesh? Right, the Mishnah Berurah says it many times. Hopefully the Gemara say it. A Baal Nefesh, that means, what's
as
a Baal?
As opposed to a Baal Basar. Rabbi Yochanan was called a Baal Basar.
No, Baal Nefesh means someone who's very... Yeah. Baal, what's a Baal Nefesh? Someone who's on
indulgent
a hot...
Right, no?
What?
Indulgent?
No, just opposite. No, someone who's very, very machmer on things. A Baal Nefesh. Right. He holds from his Nefesh. Baal Nefesh, lo yibol v'yishne. Shouldn't have relations and then repeat. Says Rashi, Baal Nefesh, lo yibol v'yishne. Below bedika b'intayim, without a bedika in between. Afilu b'shilu maspichi bedika l'sof tashmish. Even b'shilu requires one at the end of the night. Alma chayshinan d'shema rosa dam machmas tashmish. Maybe the dam is there. Alma mishu yare. If someone has a yirushimayim, poreish misafik iser. He doesn't even want to get involved in suffix. Lo yivol v'yishne. He won't have relations twice.
Right.
If his wife is handling
1 second. Rava Omer. Rava says. Baal Vishona, go right ahead. You don't have to do bedikas in between. Ki tanya hi l'tahiros. This whole mission is spoken only to hiros. We're not talking about the husband. Tanya nami haki, reveda ramur l'tahiros. It's only talking about the hiros. Avolo bawel, muteres. To have relations, it's mutter. Which is why nobody does this. Nobody does this.
Don't do it for another reason.
What? What's the other reason? Because you wanted the problems.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. So, Shimon Beis Hillel knew about those problems. And they said, you have to check anyway. What are you checking for? Not for the husband, not for that reason. Just to make sure she can touch tires and she can make breakfast in the morning and she can't make breakfast in the morning. That's the only issue. That's the only reason why she's checking.
Then she should be checking in the morning also. It's just not, well, Beis Hillel is right then.
Hmm?
Then Beis Hillel is right.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why he said, well, I think Shimon is right. Well, you're torturing us. Well, I'd rather torture you than and give all the
havel.
Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that issue. It's only now a question of Tyrus.
Yeah, if she can, how do you that check?
Okay, and what about the maybe she's in need with the husband? So we're not choshish for that. We're not choshish for that.
One's a doraisa, one's nothing.
Correct. Ubamedev amurim, all this is true, she nicha becheskas tahora. She has a chazaka that she's tahar. She has a chazaka that she's tahar. What changed? Why are we undermining the chazaka, making her check? No reason for that. She remains in that chazaka until she says, I'm tar. I went to the mikvah. I checked myself and I'm clean.
This is about that coming back from overseas all of a sudden. This is what we're doing now.
Okay. Right? We're not there yet. Amar Abba, Amar B'chir Barashi, Amar Rav. Badka be'ed v'avad. You checked, but then you lost the bedikah cloth. So now what do you do? So asura l'shamesh achatibdok. You have to check again. You can't be with your husband until you check again. Why? Because we don't know what that eight had on it. We don't know. You lost it. Maskif l'rav ila. One second. What did we say in this Mishnah? B'shamesh and B'shil had a machlokas. How many times do you have to check at night? But they both agreed, you don't look at it till the morning. So, if a woman lost her bedika cloth, what's the difference? Why is that different halacha? Ilu isya, if the bedika cloth would be here, mi lo mishamsha, wouldn't we say it's mutter to be with your husband? Afagav lo yoda hashtanami tashmish, so it's a difference. What's the difference between a case where a woman lost it and a case in our Mishnah where you're not looking at it anyway? And we said you can be with your husband as many times as you want. Well, look in the morning. So what's the difference between that and this case? I think more answers. Amalei Rava. No. It's a big difference. Zu mochicha kayim. Vezu ein mochicha kayim. By the when the bedika, what our Mishnah, bedika cloth is here. We just don't have to look at it till the morning. But it's in the. But it's here. It's in the room. It's very different. And I lost it. You can't compare the two cases. Says Rava. Says Rashi. Hari eid lefaneinu. The aid's right here. Ulumachar tiribo. Umahani lo tahiris. It's going to help for something. And Rashi throws in, and by the way, if you find dam on it, then gotta go bring a carbon. Right? Okay. But it's here.
The evidence is lost.
You can't compare the evidence. We're not gonna look at it till the morning for whatever reason. But it's here. You can't compare it to a case like I lost it. You lost it, you're in much more trouble. That's what Rashi says on top. It's here. It's in the world. It's in the room. Just, you have a head to have to look at it.
She examines herself.
Yeah.
And then she puts it somewhere, and then they can't find it.
Right.
What's the case exactly?
No, it's a different case. A woman says, it was my time to check. I checked myself. And the husband's end, I didn't have a chance to look and I lost it. She has to check herself again. But how come in our case, we said you could be together the whole night, you're not looking until the morning. So anyway, you're not looking. So what's the difference? Big difference. Over there, the cloth is in existence. Big difference. Okay, now here we go. Ready for this? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Asul Adam Sheishamish Midasa Bayom. You're not allowed to have relations by day. Mikra, what's the possible? Why not? Shnemar, it says in the Torah, it says in Eov, Ya'aved Yom Yivole Bo, that he cursed the day he was born. Uvahalayla Amar Huregever. And the night when he was conceived. So what do you see? Laila Nitin Laherayon. People are conceived at night. That's not the day. The day is for giving birth. The night is for conceiving. So what do you see? She only had relations at night.
Maybe he was the only person that... Maybe his parents only had it at night.
Oh, one second. Rish Lakish Amar Mehacha. Rish Lakish has a different makar from a pasuk in Mishle. It says, Bozeh Drachav. If somebody is Bozeh means brazen in his ways, meaning with his wife, Yamos, he should die. Right? Okay? Now, Rashi says something fascinating. But Bozeh Drachav, Rashi says Tashmish. The word Drachav here means Tashmish. Kimo Derech Gever Ba'alma, like a man has relations with a woman. Va'tashmish Bayom, having relations by day, Bali De Bizayon, could lead to a bizayon, could lead to a disgrace. Why? Shema Yiruba Davar Maguna, maybe you're going to see something you don't like in your wife. Fitiskanda Alof, you're not going to like her. Okay? So there's two different psukim that are brought for this idea. They argue. The Gemara is against. What does each one do with the other one's pasuk? Okay, we'll get to that in a second.
And the issue is day or light?
Hmm?
I mean, it sounds like it's light. If you have a tryst like an Israel, you close it, it's dark in the room.
So 1 second. What if, the pasuk of Eov says, the night is times for conception, not by day. And what if you're going to be with your wife and you're not going to conceive? What if she's already pregnant? What if she's nursing? What if she's an old lady? She's already post-pregnancy, it's times. So can you have relations by day? According to the pasuk of Heroyon, yes. According to the other pasuk, no. Still a bizarre. You're still not going to find something you're not like. What about if it's by day, but it's a dark room? According to the pasuk in Eov, no. Because it's nighttime issue, not light. And according to the second one, it would be okay. Right? And the third case is, it's night, but the light's on. So according to the pasuk of Heroyon, that'd be okay. Because it's night, so the light's on. Nothing to do with the light, it has to do with night. And the night, it's night. The light's on, though. That'd be okay. According to the second pasuk, the question is, you find something that you don't like in her, then even if it's the light's on, if the light's on, it doesn't make a difference. One day or night, you can't do it. So three nafkaminas based on the pasukim. Now, for Rish Lakish, Hai Krad Rabbi Yochanan Mai Darish Bei, what does he do with that pasuk? Mi Boyle Kedirish Lekedarish Rabbi Chinin Bar Papa. The Darish Rabbi Chinin Bar Papa. This is one of the most fascinating Gemaras in all of Shas.
Okay. Yeah. Rish Lakish, he pulling three words out of an entire...
Yeah, the pasuk only had seven words. Okay, it says, Shomer Mitzvahs, Shomer Nafsho.
Yeah.
The next words are, Bo Zedrachav Yamos.
What does that have to do with Tashmish?
Because the word derech is a reference to Tashmish.
Or,
Bo Zedrachav,
by the way, or lots of other things, like
right.
Actually walking.
So it's what does it mean, Bo Zedrachav Yamos? What does that mean? A person is brazen in the way he should die. What does that mean? So what do those words mean in Pashup Shah?
Oh, it's degrading.
Degrading. Degrading walking, you should die. What does that mean?
His way is derech Hashem.
So they should die? So the answer is...
So derech Hashem is talking about that?
What mean Derech Hashem?
Said Derech Hashem.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so it's a drasha. It's a drasha.
Right.
The
first pasuk says it's a Derech of conceiving.
Yeah, he bemoaned the night he was conceived,
okay.
And he bemoaned the day he was born because he had such a bad life.
Right.
So you see that he said it. He made a chiluk. Night is time.
Again,
it's just a remez.
That makes more sense, though.
It's just a remez. It's not a hard and fast rule. It's a rule in Shulchan Aruch. Just a remez. All of it's a remez. Now, why didn't each one like the other one's pasuk? Said the pasuk about the heroyon is for night. Osa malach hamuna al heroyon laila shmo. The malach that's in charge of pregnancy, his name is Laila. So what Eov is saying is, I bemoaned the malach that got me born. That's what he's bemoaning. He's bemoaning the malach that made him born. Doesn't mean actual physical nighttime, right? says Tosfos right here. Look at the Tosfos Malach. It's right here. There's a Malach that's in charge of pregnancy. Listen to this Tosfos. Aval al haleda, but on childbirth, ain shum Malach mamun. There's no such Malach. There's no Malach in charge of childbirth, only pregnancy. Kedam reish b'tainis, like we say, gimel maftechos b'yodah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has three keys. What are they? Shel chaya, childbirth, shel gishamim, rain, and shel tchiyas ha-meithim. So what does Tosfos have to bother writing, spilling ink, telling me, by the way, there's no Malach in charge of childbirth. In charge of pregnancy, there's a Malach. But in charge of this, there's no Malach. Like, what does the Gemara even mean? What does that mean, there's a Malach in charge?
You put yourself in a bad position when you start believing now, that Malach are controlling certain things.
But they're controlling pregnancy. But they're not controlling childbirth. That they can control. Hashem gave the power. What does that even mean? We don't know what this means. Now, by the way, Tosfos continues. Vahani shalosh maftechos nami pa'amim misurin l'shliach. Sometimes Hashem gives them over to other people. Lefisha, for a certain time. Shir Eliyo had the maftech shal gashamim. Eliyo had the key of rain, and also the tchias ha-mesim, also the ones with tchias ha-mesim, and he brought that baby back to life. V'chein Elisha also. V'kama tzadikim. V'af b'ri, and this shade, who's sar matar, which is in charge of rain, ain ose el b'rishos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He only acts in the shos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever that means. Whatever this kosos means. Whatever the Gemara means. Right? There's a malach in charge of pregnancy. His name is Lila. Tosfos has to point that by the way, there's no malach in charge of childbirth. Just so you should know that. Anyway, back to the Gemara. V'notal tipa. He takes the tipa. Umamid lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Omer and says, Lefanov, Ribbono Shel Olam, tipa zeh, this potential baby, this potential person. Matahela, what's about this story? Gibar or Chalosh. Stronger, is he going to be strong or weak? Chacham or tipesh. Smart or not smart? Ashir or ani. Rich or poor? V'ilu, right, rich or poor? What's going to be with him? Not even born yet. Already died on him, all this. V'ilu, Rosh HaVetzadik, Loka Amar. Rosh HaVetzadik, that doesn't say. Right? Why?
Because the person is lying to tshuva.
K'derbi Chanina. Dama Rabbi Chanina, Hakal v'dei Shemayim, Chutz Meir Shemayim. Everything's up to you. Everything's up to Hashem. You have no choice. Nothing's up to you except for this. Shenemar, like it says, Vata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha, Shomeimach, Kim L'Yira. The only thing that's up to you is Yira. Right? Rashi says, Kal b'dei Shemayim, Kal midosav, all your midos, Vikarosav, and everything that's going to happen to you. Shaladam, Be'ein lo gzeres hamelech, it's all up to Hashem, Chutz Mizu. Except for that. Okay? Now, it's an impossible statement, no? 1 minute. Says the Rambam. The Rambam says Hilchos Tshuva. Halacha, Parakei, Halacha Beis. Al Yavar Machshav Osecha, don't think Dover Zeh, this thing, Sha'omrim Tipshe Umos Ha'olam, which many Goyim, stupid Goyim say, V'rov Golme B'nei Yisrael, and many Goylims that are Jews say the same thing. Don't say that. What many people say, that what is that? Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu goes to Allah Adam. That Hashem makes a decree. Mitchilas Briyaso. In the beginning of your creation. Lios Tzadik or Rasha. Whether you're going to be a Tzadik or a Rasha. Ain't a Davar Kain. Not true. Elakal Adam. Roy Lo Yislo Tzadik Kemosh Rabbeinu. You can be a Tzadik. Every person has the potential to be a Tzadik Kemosh Rabbeinu. O Kirasha Ki Ravim. Or you can be a Rasha like Yeravim Menavat. Everybody's got that choice. So far?
Consistent with the Gemara.
Next line. Oh, or Chacham. Whether you're going to be smart? Hosachol. Whether you're going to be stupid? O Rachman. Whether you're going to be compassionate? O Achzari. Whether you're going to be mean? O Kili. I'm not sure what that means. O Shua. Other kinds of midos. V'chein Shar Kol Hadeo. So too all other things. Ein lo mishia kefohu v'lo lidzara lov lo mishia mashku lachos shedrachim. Every path you choose, it's all your own choices. Elohu me'atzmo midaito nota le'ezah derech shi'irta. You pick your own path, says the Rambam. Right? It's mamash against the Gemara.
Why?
What?
Gemara says only by
tzadik and rasha. Every other thing is up to Hashem. The Rambam just said, whether you're going to be chacham or sachal, achzar or rachman, it's all...
These are midos. The Gemara's not talking about that. You know, people that...
The Gemara said... The only kasha is on The Gemara, only kasha that the Ruah really has, is the only thing Rambam said different than the Gemara is T patient chacham. The only thing different. The Gemara said rich or poor. Rambam didn't mention rich or poor. The only thing the difference is, the only thing the difference is,
that
it said ochalosh, ochacham, chacham otipesh.
Person could be
chacham otipesh. Rambam said.
So you have a problem with the, you have a problem with rich or poor.
No, I don't. That's not a stira. That's not a stira. Rambam didn't say that. Rambam only said chacham oksil osachal. So everybody's busy. What's the difference in a tipesh and a sachal? Between a fool, tipesh, which means a fool, and a sachal, a different kind of fool.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
That's the only thing that Rambam changed.
What's it? It's a big difference.
And that's the only one that's the kasha, really. Otherwise, everything Rambam said is fine.
What's it? What's the kasha? There are people that are born that are just not smart. You can work all your life on something.
The Gemara said, chacham o sach or tipesh is up to Hashem. The Rambam said, don't think it's up to Hashem, it's up to you.
It's a different level.
So what does he mean? Chacham's up to you?
No, yeah.
The Rambam said that.
There's two different things.
So there's two different kinds of chacham.
Exactly.
What kinds of chacham are they? So the Rambam, the way they explain the Rambam. They explain the Rambam that when the Rambam says that chacham otzachal is up to you, it's regarding Yiras Hashem.
Why?
How much Yiras Hashem you want to have, that's up to you. That's all the Rambam meant to say. So it's not a stira.
No, it's not a stira either. You have a person that puts no effort into getting any sort of knowledge in the world.
The Gemara said that whether you're a chacham or you're a tipesh, it's not up to you.
Agreed.
Rambam said it is up to you.
It's a different level.
So one answer is that it's talking. Rambam's talking about your engagement and your interest in Yiras Hashem. Are you going to be smart about it or foolish about it? That's up to you. How Hashem created you with the IQ you had? That's not up to you. Not a stira. Not a stira.
Intellect and knowledge. Intellect you cannot change.
You,
knowledge.
Right?
Yes, you can. There's wisdom and intelligence.
Right.
Use a different word. There's wisdom and intelligence.
Right.
What is intrinsically you're born? There are people that are smart.
Right.
Right.
And then there's what you put into your body to make you smarter.
There are different things.
Right.
That's why I don't think it's a stira.
So the Nasiv, that's how they get out of the stira. So the Nasivas asked the following question, which I'm sure is bothering everybody in this room. Madua nigzer ala adam, od kodam leidaso. Why is this gzeir on this guy? He's not even born yet. Gzeiras ros, o shayitipesh, o chala, o ani. Mi chata adam zesh, nigzer ala anias, o tipshus. He's already gzeir, he's not even born yet. He just conceived the second. Already decided what's going on here. Harei tzadik v'rasha, totally biyata adam, fine. Vim king, ha'yitzvichon lahamtin. Let's wait and see. Is he a rasha or a tzadik? The Alpi Ma'isav Yigziru Olav, and then his actions will make a Gzeir on him. Shim Hu Tzadik, Yigziru Olav Ashiras. He should be Zoche to that. Vim Hu Rasha, Yigziru Olav Anios. He should be Zoche to that.
That's not reality.
V'otema, Eze Inyan Yesh L'malach L'das, Zos Shushola Kachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamo, Kein Maduah Hu Tzarech L'Hamid Es HaTipel, Sayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does he have to bring the Tipel to Hashem to ask him that? Right? Yushal Stam, Ben Ploni, Ma Tehe Aleha. Why does the Malach have to take the Tipel and bring it to Hashem? Just ask Hashem, no, what's going to be with this person? First of all, what does it mean? What does it mean that Hashem makes all these gzeiros? He's not even born yet. What is that? How's that fair?
It's not about that. How do you
what do you mean how's it fair?
You have Roshayim who become Tadiq.
That we don't have an answer for. Yeah.
The reality
is. They make tshuva and become Tadiqim, and you have Tadiqim in the Torah, then they go off the Derech.
That's up to you. We're talking about things that are not up to you.
So they're not.
Not up to you. Whether or not you give rich or poor is not up to you. So then what chance do you have? Not up to me.
And why am I down there? Not what? You know many people that won the sperm lottery?
Yeah.
And they're born into a usually successful family.
Yeah.
And there are people who are born poor. That's reality. Why is it that way? Because that's the way it is.
Not every.
And what did that
not
everybody
show you Kippur? What's the purpose?
I don't know.
It was to be poor. What about the Gemara?
There are two answers to this question. Two answers. So this is the Nesivos' answer. Shemitchila HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kava Es Teva HaAdam. What kind of Teva are you going to have? Umazgo, and he pours it out. Klomar. Imiya Mazgo No Tolakas. Are you a person who's inclined to be angry? Osha Yacham, Baltaiva, you're going to be hot-headed, a Baltaiva, Ukedome. Umiyad Acharkach, Yesh Tzorech Lagzar Shuv Al Adam Zeh, Ma Yiyeh Tichon Osav Umatzavo Hagashmi Behetam Lutivo. Now that I gave you these traits, what'd you do with them? Why Hashem gave you those traits, that we're never going to know. What'd you do with those traits? Did you do the best you could with what was given to you? Right? Kedei shelo tehei overes b'bechira shelo kasha b'yoser. He says something amazing. Your bechira shouldn't be too difficult. So Hashem made you a certain way so that you can maximize what you're supposed to maximize with the kochas Hashem gave you. It's not a gzera, just the opposite. Hashem has a plan for you. Well, why? That we don't know. But now that Hashem has that plan for you, He'll give you the kochos you need to maximize your... He'll make it too hard for you. If your tendency is to be this, it's not going to make it the opposite. He's doing it to maximize your potential, not to minimize it. We're all upset. He's minimizing my potential. He's making me poor. No. It's to maximize your potential, not to minimize it. It's unbelievable vart. Unbelievable vart. The kigon adam who mitivo nitzchan ohi gamkin asher. If Hashem made you rich, it'd be much harder for you to fulfill your potential. Much harder. So it didn't make you rich. How come he's rich? Because his potential would have been impossible to fulfill if he wasn't rich. It's unbelievable for us.
Doesn't help you.
Does help. Okay.
I've read this in Musa's Farm for years. It doesn't make it. It doesn't help you. Because A, you don't know what your purpose is anyway. And B is... just because you know the rich person has he has to deal with his the richness and the poor person has to deal with the poorness, it doesn't make it any better or worse than on your end.
That's because you don't know.
100%.
That's only because it's only because Hashem knows. I know. So I know what I'm doing.
Exactly.
You don't know, but I know what I'm doing. So I'm making the best for you. That's all. You have to have a little trust in Him. It's unbelievable fart.
100%.
That makes the Gemara now understandable, right? The Sifsei Chaim says the same thing. Okay. Fine. So we'll stop here. I'll just do more. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. We've still got to do the bottom tosfos. And tomorrow, Amud Aleph is the same amazing, fascinating stuff. And then Amud Beis gets to the anatomy of a woman, which is going to take 3 minutes to read because we don't know what we're... No, there's no picture book on that one. And we'll...
There everyone, is, but we don't get it.
Exactly. Everyone have a good Shabbos.
Where'd we stop, Tommy? Please.
Hmm?
Where'd we stop, please?
It's in the middle.